Hello everyone, I am Elena and I am looking forward to having this conversation with you. But before we get started, welcome to another episode of the Clarity Podcast. How are y'all doing? I've missed y'all. You know, it's been a month of Sunday since we've last talked. I know that the holiday season can have a lot going on. So thank you so much for tuning in and making time to meet up with me. I really appreciate it. You know, every Clarity conversation we have, the purpose is to see ourselves, others, and God clearer. And if that is your desire, then this is the place for you. So whether you are watching on YouTube or listening in on a podcast platform, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the episode. And if you can, leave a review. As always, you can visit clarityblog.com to read the blog post that goes along with this episode. And you can get all of the Clarity content we have there. There is so much great stuff there, if I do say so myself. So check it out and enjoy. All right, let's get into it. So, big surprise, I have a question for you. So, when everything falls away, what's left? That's the question that I had to face this month. And if you listened to last month's episode, then you know I am in my fall season. But what am I falling to? That's what this month was about. And the answer, as always, is simply complex. A purified gratefulness. Last month started with things seemingly falling apart, and this month ended with my hands wide open and holding on to nothing but God. Every option had been removed, and the plan that He is revealing to me, y'all, has me so far out of my depth that my only play is dependence. And if you know me, then you know that that has not always been easy for me. But thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Now let's pause for a hot second. How do you feel about the word gratefulness? Because I promise I could feel some of you rolling your eyes or bristling up at the mention of the word. So let's take a beat and address that. Why is that the knee-jerk reaction? And if that wasn't you, roll with me anyway. Because I believe God has some revelations here for you too. So gratefulness. Even to me, this word has sometimes seemed condemningly accusatory, like you're never doing enough. It can be exhausting. And our downfall can be that we try to prove our gratefulness, but often the root of this is obligation. See, we know we're supposed to, so we try to, but when the motivation for gratefulness isn't right, the action doesn't ring true. And we don't receive the benefits. What I'm learning is the goal is not proving, but purifying. I've learned that you only force gratefulness when there's a truth about God that you haven't fully received. We may think it's true, but we don't know that it is. So sometimes knowing is just choosing to accept the evidence we have and deciding to believe it. It's refusing to the delay tactic of needing more evidence before we're convinced. You know, I fully believe that ungratefulness is a symptom of a limited view of God. Because when you have even a fraction of a revelation of one aspect of God, gratefulness is the natural response. You don't have to try to be grateful. You just have to recognize what you have to be grateful for. Now, don't think I'm up here on my soapbox and I'm just making light of all this like it's so easy. I know it's not. And it's not easy to find reasons to be grateful sometimes. But let's be clear. It's not because the evidence isn't there. We just give up before we find it. Well, at least sometimes I do. So let me speak for myself. I have gotten tired of seeking. I've gotten fed up with believing. And then I tell myself, it's just easier to give up hope. But when our gratefulness has become stale and stagnant, situations come to purify and revive it. Sometimes it's in the absence of what we wanted that we become grateful for what we have. But uncommon gratefulness, it takes it a step further. It has the added realization that we not only have what we need, but we always have, and we always will. It brings in extra confidence, and you become grateful for things you don't even have yet, simply because you know they're coming. Yeah, I'm grateful for the goodness and the mercy that is chasing me down, even if all of it hasn't hit me yet. But honestly, it's a miracle that I'm even here still believing. Because for so much of my life, I felt so disappointed in my relationship with God. Let's be real and have a heart check. Have any of you out there ever felt like me? Are any of you having areas of your life where you felt like God wasn't there for you? Did you feel like he abandoned you? Have you felt like he let you down or didn't come through? Let's talk about it. Have you felt ignored or used? And let's take it a step further. Who did you become when you felt like God wasn't there or didn't care? And who did you become when you stopped trusting God? You know, at some point, I felt all of these things. I felt burnt out and used up, and like I was talking to a brick wall who didn't even care enough to speak back. I thought God gave all the big blessings to everyone else, but me. I was underloved and overlooked. At least that's how I felt. But when I was really honest with myself and put my big girl panties on and looked in the mirror, I realized that the problem was that I was only willing to recognize God's love in the ways I wanted to see it. I wasn't willing to believe he loved me. I wanted him to prove it. I wanted him to earn my love and devotion. I wanted the big miracles, the ASAP answers, pain-free experiences, but what I didn't truly want was the relationship he told me he would provide. Y'all, I had sugar baby goals. I wanted him to buy my love and agree to a relationship on my terms. And I didn't want to be required to trust or have faith without proof first. And what happened? Y'all, God used my circumstances to change my heart. There comes a time when you are tired of feeling frustrated and stagnant and empty. You know when you're living a life outside of purpose and it starts to bother you. No distraction can help. You avoid the realization that something is missing. That's where I was. I was smart enough to know that something in my relationship with God wasn't right, but dumb enough to feel like I had done my part. I had a list of things I felt like God had done to let me down, so I wasn't going to pretend like I trusted him, but I also didn't know what else to do. So I told him, I said, I don't trust you, but I'm trying. I want to, but I don't know how. Please help me. Show me. It wasn't an eloquent prayer, but it was honest. And it was a little scary to try to trust, but it beat the alternative. And with each experience, my trust grew, and it keeps growing. And I started recognizing God's impact on every situation, on my character growth, on my peace, my joy, my happiness. And one day, I looked up, and everywhere I turned, I could find something to be grateful for. Here's this episode's clarity point. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. Gratefulness has the power to transform you. It's in finding gratefulness in the uncommon that you purify your gratefulness and unlock a level of blessings that most people miss. So how do we do it? Well, first, we've got to face the reality of our ungratefulness. Instead of pretending that it's not there, we've got to admit it to ourselves and then get to the bottom of it. And two, then we've got to choose to look past it. Any evidence that we have to be ungrateful, we have to call it what it is, a lie. And in looking past it, we're not ignoring it. We're choosing the truth and intentionally looking to find gratefulness, knowing that it's there. And I don't mean the God woke me up this morning type of gratefulness. Nothing's wrong with it, but what are you truly, genuinely grateful for? If it doesn't move your heart when you think of it, you might need to find something else. And three, we must get to what our gratefulness shows us. There's always a lesson, so we've got to get it. You can measure your growth by your gratefulness. It's a compass that shows you your desires and values, and it's an indication of your maturity. When you can find gratefulness in the uncommon, that's mature gratefulness. The trick about making a habit of finding gratefulness in the uncommon is that it becomes a lifestyle and then the theme of your life story. So, what story will your life tell? What truth do you believe so deeply that every day you will look for evidence to reinforce it? What will you look to find even in the most uncommon experiences? Simply because you know that it's there. Choose. But make sure it's the truth, and then look for the truth in everything. You know, this month I decided that my life will tell the story that God is good. That truth is big enough to encapsulate every moment I'll ever experience. And there was something about that decision that removed a layer of pressure off of my life that I didn't even know that was there. You know, I think part of me was always waiting to be disappointed by God. And because all of me didn't embrace this truth that God is good, I was low-key waiting for evidence that it was a lie. But fully embracing it shifted my life and opened my eyes. I now see so much of God's goodness when I look at the darkest areas of my life that I usually just wanted to forget. The thing that is so unexpected to me, though, is I always thought that increasing my gratefulness would somehow lower my standards and my expectations, you know? They say that, you know, when you become more content, you don't want as much and you need for less and all that. And in some ways, gratefulness, it did alter my desires, but it also, ironically, increased my expectations. And it changed my definition of what is unacceptable. See, when you know God wants you to have his best, something in you starts refusing to accept anything less than that. All of a sudden, the way I take care of myself is changing. If you treat me in a way that is less than I want to be treated, it no longer matters who you are or what your reason was for it. It's unacceptable. And until you agree with that in thought and action, meaning you change your behavior, I will keep my distance. But this just doesn't apply to other people. How I treat my body and my spirit is changing too. The quality of the things I buy is changing. This truth has truly shifted my life and aligned me with the abundant lifestyle I was always trying to get to. And just by embracing this one truth, I got there. So, a question for you. What truth have you aligned your life with? And is it the truth? And do you like the results? If you're not sure, then ask God to show you. And now here's the thing with that. I fully believe that God will always provide us with the answer we need once we reach the position and posture that we need to be to receive it. For me, that's usually wanting to do God's will and being closer to Him more than I want the answer to my question. When my heart and my mind hit that place genuinely, that's usually when God gives me the answer. So, my goal right now is purified, authentic, mature gratefulness. It's learning to be thankful for what I didn't get as much as what I did. It's knowing that even if things didn't go right, I'm grateful for it. So I had to ask myself this question, and so I'll ask you. Are you grateful for what didn't go to plan? Can you see the divine in the things you didn't see coming? So I want you to practice finding gratefulness in the uncommon. And here are a few examples of the gratefulness in the uncommon places that I've found. First, I'm thankful for some of the things I've been through that left a scar. The memory of some of my mistakes, the relationships I've had to work to mend, the dysfunctional relationships I've had to let go of, and the consequences I face for errors I've made, and all the evidence of the person I used to be in various versions of my life, I'm truly grateful. I believe that there are some experiences that God, He didn't erase the memory of, just so we can always remember the reality of our own transformation story. You know, who we've become is more beautiful when it's contrasted against who we've been. I believe that the dimension of Jesus's beauty is His scars. Are His scars. When He was resurrected, He could have chosen to erase them, but He kept them. Scars have beauty because they bear the evidence that healing has happened. So don't treat your scars like wounds. They aren't the same thing. I'm grateful for the scars I still bear. God could have erased them, but like Jacob's limp and Jesus' own scars, they are a reminder of love and healing and sacrifice. So here's another one. I am grateful for learning my own origin story, the hows and whys I became who I am. So much of life happens in our minds, and often we process experiences and make choices about who we need to become without even realizing it. This month, God showed me how some of the choices I made as a child evolved into who I was as an adult. He showed me how what seemed like a perfectly good solution to my childhood mind birthed problematic mindsets that I didn't even know I was living out as an adult. I saw the moment I became a little misfixed and the reason behind it. You know, I always thought it was just how I was, but remember, natural behaviors can be perverted into dysfunctional habits. Case in point, as a child, I was always helpful, but at some point, I decided that I could fix the dysfunction around me by being the helpful child. Because if I was helpful, then everyone would be happy. Yeah, I know, to an adult, this makes no sense, but y'all, it didn't even stop there. The mindset evolved into romantic relationships, and it became, if I'm useful, then maybe they'll love me. I never knew this was at the root of how or why I was the way I was, but God healed me without me even asking. And then He brought me face to face with what He healed. I think so many of us, including you, have parts of our origin story that God wants to uncover and heal. But we've got to slow down and allow Him to do it. This takes spending time with Him, with being vulnerable, and telling him in word and action that he has the freedom to do whatever he wants to do in and through us. Now, here's the last one. And it wasn't easy. I'm grateful for the painful processes. This was a question I was hit with. What if getting hurt is part of the plan? I couldn't accept it when God said it, and it burned me more when he said it again to me months later. This was my reaction. Lord, why must the plan include my pain? Why do I have to be the one that gets hurt? It seems so unnecessary, especially because it seemed like I was the only one getting hurt in the situation. But my hurt triggered something. See, I couldn't let go of the hurt without letting go of all of the lies behind it. That was the blessing from my pain. The freedom from past hurts and the lies that allowed them to take root. Some of the pain I went through this year felt like a sucker punch. I thought I knew how to handle pain, but when they cut me to the white meat, I forgot the fundamentals. I was like, but God, they hurt me badly. And he was like, that changes nothing. Forgive. Here's the blessing and another clarity point. So remember this one too. Sometimes God allows you to be hurt on a deeper level so he can heal you on a deeper level. Some pain opens you up in a way you haven't opened up previously, because sometimes we don't go that deep until we have to. And when we do, we find other hurts and pain that we buried there. See, prolonged pain, it taught me how to not abandon God for so long. Pain was my trigger that made me drop everything and do an about face. It was my no-go zone. But this year, God required me to go through multiple situations that hurt me deeply so I can lose the fear of it. Some things you have to face so you no longer fear them. And it's in facing them that you learn to access your strength. I learned to admit and lean. I had to face that it hurt, and I had to admit it. Ignoring it and avoiding it, it doesn't bring about healing. It just allows the pain to fester and spread and harden into bitterness or unforgiveness. But facing it, that takes some of the sting out of it. And leaning, that's the secret sauce. That's the admission that I can't fix it myself. And it proves by leaning that I believe that God can. It's the part of the process that ushers in healing, and it provides strength to live past the hurt. It allows the hurt to become useful, because when I bring it to God, he can show me what the purpose of it is and how to use it so it won't be wasted. I am grateful for the moments I was broken, because I'm broken all the right places. It's in my breaking that something new was revealed. It hurt. Whew, don't get me wrong, it hurt. But it opened me up in a way that something beautiful and resilient came from it, and brought a new depth of confidence and authenticity to me. The process isn't easy. Sometimes it costs you your comfort, and sometimes the pain is the refining process that purifies. You know, my heart is purer than it's ever been, at least in my adult life. Going through this season has helped me love more authentically and live more intentionally. I'm fearless with my love now, because I faced some things that were my worst case scenarios, and they didn't kill me. Some strength comes from looking back at the things you thought would take you out and seeing that you overcame them. It's seeing that you truly are an overcomer that can help you live like it and believe it. So, let's wrap this up. I want you to practice finding gratefulness in the uncommon. I want you to search for reasons to be grateful, like your future depends on it. Because in some way, it does. Your abundant mindset is on the other side of your decision to be grateful and to be honest with yourself and face all the evidence you have to be ungrateful. Ask God to show you the truth and do everything you can to hold on to it. I'm rooting for you. I believe in you, and I'm praying that you choose gratefulness. And then I hope you reap all the benefits of that choice. And know that I'm practicing too. It's not necessarily easy for either one of us, but we're in this together. I want to continue this conversation, so comment on this episode. Message me on any of the Clairacy social media platforms or contact me at clairacyblog.com. We are on this journey together, so don't leave me out. I'll be sharing how I'm doing on social media, and I want to know how it's going for you too. Don't leave me out there by myself. Y'all know I don't like talking to myself. I like conversation. And one more thing before I go. I want to make sure you know I'm grateful for you. It is uncommon for you to choose to share this journey with me. So I pray you find gratefulness in all of the uncommon places. See you next month. Talk soon.